102.9 DRC FM. Genesis, that's all. Mike and Kim in the morning, almost 7:10 here on this wet Friday. It's a day where we have to get people fired up because they're
Friday. Just the fact that it's Friday is usually enough. You have to have good plans for the weekend, give you stuff to look forward to.
Yes, and that is food and beverage, and our foodie fatale, Jocelyn Ruggiero, will be on the air with us in just a bit, but let's get our traffic check first with Cindy, get an update. Thank you very much, Cindy. Last time we had our foodie fatale, Jocelyn Ruggiero, we were talking about the toad in the hole.
Breakfast, more breakfast appropriate
breakfast
things.
And there aren't many times in my radio career where I'm kind of speechless, but every time I go to her website, her blog, and she's in that tub that's filled with linguine, I just don't know what to say.
It's foodiefatale.com.
We say good morning to her.
Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning.
Kind of got that damp chill in us. Oh. So we're just thinking about summer and warm weather and, you know, Mother's Day. It's going to be a beautiful day. So I hope to be sitting back enjoying a nice refreshing cocktail and resting.
I know, I went to sleep thinking about summer and what we were going to talk about this morning, and then just to wake up and see pouring rain, cold temperatures, I'm done.
You know, there's nothing like going to that farmer's market and you see those big, fat, heirloom tomatoes that just say, bite me on them, or the corn on the cob, and oh man, I just can't wait for summer.
I know, and most of the farmer's markets are starting up now. You can always, you know, the Connecticut Department of Agriculture and some other sites, if you just Google Connecticut farm markets, you can find your closest one, but that is the place to go. Mm. The best ingredients are the best way to start, you know?
Now, your question was, what do you look forward to in the summer that you posted, and you had a billion hits on that.
I did. A few weeks ago, it was not great weather, and I was thinking a lot about summer, so on my little Foodie Fatale Facebook page, I wrote, when I think of summer, I can't wait to eat blank. And boy, people jumped on that.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, lobster. Of course, Mike, you were the only one. You listed San Marzano tomatoes. It made me really wonder, are you going to go to Italy and get those?
No. Locally grown. As a matter of fact, my local farm stand where I live, I asked, I went in there and I said to the lady, what's the price on the tomatoes? This was last summer, of course. Right. And she said, those ugly ones are 50 cents a pound. And I said, ugly ones? Those are just San Marzano. Those are the most prized, probably, tomatoes in the world. I know they're not as good as the ones grown in the San Marzano soil.
So she put a one in front of the
price. No, so I bought 5 pounds.
They're the best. I know, the uglier, the better.
Yep.
I love tomato sandwiches. There's a whole, like, mayonnaise versus butter camp. I don't know how you two fall in that debate.
Mayonnaise.
Mayo. Hellman's.
Oh, really?
East, yeah, like, can't do that miracle work.
East of the Mongahela, you eat Hellman's.
What?
Yeah, New England, that's a Hellman's thing, I think, right?
I have to say I like a little butter. I like a little butter. Oh, I love that. So that, yeah, many people wrote about tomatoes. And people, you know, the funny thing about lobsters, I mean, when I think of summer, I also cannot wait to eat lobster. And it's not seasonal, though, but that's when we eat the most of it.
Now, what do you do with a lobster? How do you prepare it?
You know, I am an old-fashioned girl in so many ways, and when I have lobster, I just like it. I like it steamed or boiled with some butter. That's it. I don't want a lot done to it. And so, of course, my quick fix, my quickie, is going to get a lobster roll, Connecticut-style lobster roll.
Now, is that mayonnaise or butter?
A Connecticut-style lobster roll is just butter, on a sort of hot dog roll, and that's it. It originated in Milford in the 1930s, and it became the Connecticut-style lobster roll.
Well, nice. What are they going for now, about $22 a piece? Jeez.
No, I think you can get about 14, 15 ounces. I did a whole top rolls on the shoreline a few years ago, which I welcome everyone's suggestions, because I'm going to do a new list this year. Mm-hmm. But a few years back, I did a countdown, and I went around with a little scale in restaurants, and I would pour the meat out, sit in the corner, pour the meat out, and weigh the amount of meat
people
had on their roll.
Boy, they love you.
I know. Let's see what you're getting for your buck, right? And there was a big difference, but I love that. I love a nice plain lobster roll.
Well, see,
there's mayonnaise and celery away.
There's a place on the Cape, and their lobster roll looks like it's bigger than, you know, you can imagine, but they put lettuce in the bottom, so it kind of poofs it up a little bit. You can't do that.
It's like a pineapple pizza or something. Come on.
No.
Yeah. It offends my religion.
Hey, your mother's cucumber martini is on your webpage. It's awesome.
so good. Yes, I put a piece up last night because as I was looking forward, I was actually making one of these cocktails last night, and I realized, you know, when I think of the last few summers, I associate each summer with a cocktail I went on a kick on, you know, went on a kick with. And so I listed what I've done for the last 4 years, and there they are. My mother has an incredible ability to talk any bartender into telling her his or her recipe.
Right?
Oh, good.
Yes. She's like a secret weapon. You can put her anywhere. She's very sweet and very nice and empathic. Somehow every bartender will tell her. So she's my secret weapon, and this is a cucumber martini that actually really came as a result of many different bartenders telling her their little secrets. So it's really good. Worth the effort.
Check it out on foodiefatale.com. So you're a mom, right? Happy Mother's Day coming up.
Thank you. Yes, Mother's Day is coming up, and I mean, every day is a good day to celebrate Mother's Day.
Now, what's your way of celebrating? Do you go out, or do you have someone cook for you for a change?
You know what? Honestly, that's part of what inspired that cocktail post, Mike.
I drink. You're the reason I drink.
My way of celebrating Mother's Day is to have a little cocktail, sit outside, you know, is to not make as much effort.
That's
I think
good.
Everyone probably feels the same way.
So a lobster roll and cucumber martini.
Exactly. Keep it simple.
We'll be giving out your address later. Well, you have a wonderful Mother's Day, and we're going to do this again probably in another month.
Great. Have fun, you too. I love listening to you every morning. It's a great way to start the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
FoodieFatale.com. Jocelyn Ruggiero has been our guest, and we thank her so much for being on the Big D.
As a community outreach nurse, I offer preventative care, health screenings.